Did you see Newcastle last night? Did that kind of tweak with you guys at all, the way they got cold a little bit?
We watched the game in the hotel, but it's this league especially, you can't underestimate anybody. I think if you look back through the years, the amount of results that haven't gone the way that they should have in everybody's eyes, then that's the key here, and we've got enough boys here who have played here and understands what it takes, and they let it be known to everybody that you can't just expect to turn up and win games, because the division's not like that. And I think today we showed that. We gave Blackburn the respect they deserve, but we came out with a game plan and we executed it well.
How difficult is that switch? Because the switch between last year and what you're being faced with in games compared to the Championship, where you know you're pushing the other end. You've got to be winning as many games as possible, haven't you?
Yeah, you do. As a footballer, you come up like that. You play with international teams who are playing against better quality players and things like that, so you've got to adapt as a player. And like I said, there's enough players been in here that have played in the Premier League and in the Championship, and they can adapt to it. And we've got a very good blend of experienced and young talent, and that will stand us in good stead this season.
And the feeling around the place after a result like that, is that something that maybe hasn't been around the place for a while?
No, I think the boys have all worked hard. Even last season, going down, we gave it a good fight, and so it's we're here to do a job. We know what it's about, and that's what we'll do. We'll not get too carried away. We've just over the first hurdle, on to the next one.
I know a lot of water's gone under the bridge, but it's the first time I've had a chance to speak to you since last season. I mean, how do you look back on it now? Was it frustrating how after the game against Liverpool it just didn't quite happen for you? Did it feel like that in your shoes?
I think as the season went on, we were obviously conceding a lot of goals, and we changed the way we played, which in some ways didn't suit me as a personally, but you do your job for the team, and that's what you're here to do. That's what the manager brought me here to do, and it's the biggest disappointment is obviously getting relegated. It's never nice, and not myself alone, everybody in the squad was gutted, but we've rallied through the summer and made some good signings, and after today's performance, that's what I'll expect every week.
And I can come up with all kinds of lines like fresh start and, you know, making up for lost time and all those sort of things. Does it feel like any of those for you? Or
no, to be honest, it doesn't. It's a new season. It's a continue on. I've managed to have a good pre-season with Norwich. Obviously, when I signed, I'd come back from not playing for a couple of months and having a niggly ankle injury and stuff like that. So there's so many different aspects of it that you could take into consideration. But the main thing is now that I'm here now, feeling good and playing to the way I expect to be playing at.
And I suppose it is still 2 weeks until the window closes, so I'm assuming you're still here come September. That's absolutely fine with you.
To be honest, I'm just wanting to enjoy my football, and that's what I've done today, and I've helped the team. And as long as I'm at Norwich, I'll be giving 100%, and I think everybody knows that. Thank you. Cheers.